Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Pest Management. Today, Daniel is speaking to Lars Schumann from Finland. Lars is already working in pest control for several years, and he's one of the innovators, especially in Finland, and shares with us how pest control works in Finland. Lars is also sharing with us that weapons are allowed to use for rodent control. So enjoy this short episode with Lars and Daniel.
Lars Schumann, CEO of Tuholaispalvelut in Finland, one of the most innovative companies in Finland. You are probably very well known to a lot of people watching here because you travel the world for new innovative solutions. Thanks for your time, Lars. Great to have you here.
Good to be here.
So first question, you told me about a few interesting things, especially during Corona. A bit of your strategy as the manager of your company has changed a bit. So maybe you can tell us what exactly changed and why.
Well, basically, my whole way of thinking how to provide service for the clients during these kind of difficult times, when we have clients that we can't provide the service, we can't enter their facilities because of the pandemic. So we need to figure out how we can still keep up the good level of service, even though we aren't there. Mm-hmm. And of course, it leads us to digital pest control, rodent control, because what we usually in our business are doing is we are reporting what's happening in the controlling, not so much doing the work, because the devices we are using are doing the work, and we are only like measuring and reporting it.
That's true.
So Therefore, do we really need to be there all the time? Probably not. And if needed, then we can arrange it in some way that we can go there. But mainly the remote control and digital control is obviously the solution in the future.
Pretty cool. I mean, I know you from way back, and I know you were one of the first always who had the newest gadgets and bits when digital pest control, I don't know, almost 10 years ago wasn't a big thing. You digitized incrementally your complete company when it came to documentation or traps or whatever. So it's probably very interesting for you to take that decision even stronger, because you have customers that are analog and customers that are digital, right?
Yes. And therefore, I'm strongly thinking about turning all my clients to digital and to non-toxic pest control in the near future.
Wow.
In all type of pest control, not only rodent control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, sustainability is also SEPA's biggest goal for this and next years within the new Memorandum of Understanding. But another very interesting thing I think about pest control in Finland is that you are allowed to also shoot rodents, which you do. You said you go the extra mile, and this is a very interesting service that is very effective, right?
It is. In cases where the rodents have already enough cover in the facility, or food sources like waste area, garbage, or maybe some other food sources, why in the world would they go into the box, even though we have like very...
attractive.
Very good. Attractive like baits. But no, they have food, they have cover. Mm-hmm. So we need to get them the other way. We use traps, we shoot. But of course, every time we have to be sure that it's done safely, that no one gets harmed. And of course, in not at daytime, because well, of course the rodents aren't that much moving at daytime, but mainly mainly at night times, and sometimes they create fascinating meetings with the law enforcement when they come and check what is going on here. Of course, we inform the authorities first that, hey, we are going to do this and this. Sometimes police come and check, well, what are you guys really doing here? And that is always quite exciting.
Yeah, no, I believe you. No, thank you for sharing this story. I've seen more and more physical control with weapons being used in professional countries in Finland, in the UK. So yeah, interesting message. Lars, thank you so much for your few minutes and your insights and your business.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's episode. We hope you liked it. If you liked it, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk to you next time.